My friends, as you're heading back to your seats, I invite the children to come forward for this morning's children's time.
Good morning. Good morning. All right. Okay, well, Miss Heather was doing some artwork. I have a new puppy. We have a new puppy, Kirsten, and we love our puppy. And so I was like, okay, I'm going to draw a picture of him to show you guys. But does it look like I finished my picture? No, it's still a work in progress. Boonie is his name. It's Waboon, but we call him Boonie. Waboon is Korean for flower pot, if anybody wanted to know. But yeah, so we love our Boonie. Oopsie, got my picture. But yeah, it's just a half done picture. So it's a work in progress. Well, that reminds me of a story. Do you all know the disciple of Jesus whose name was also the Rock? Who was that? Who was the Rock? Starts with a P. Peter, right, Peter. Well, as it was approaching the time where Jesus was going to leave the earth, Peter, who was very, very close to Jesus, one of Jesus's best followers, closest followers, Peter said three times that he didn't know who Jesus was. Three times. How do you think that made Jesus feel? Sad, right? And it was really surprising when we read this, when we already know what Peter had gone through with Jesus, it was surprising that Peter would do that. But it kind of is like, say, why would Peter do that? Does anybody have any ideas? I wonder why Peter would do that. Why would he say he didn't know Jesus? Because he didn't love him? I think he loved him. I think he was afraid, maybe. He was afraid of what happened to him. But we have to remember that Peter, just like all of us, was a work in progress. Just like my picture. Just like my picture of Boonie. It's not a complete picture yet. I got to keep working on it. And it's the same with Peter. Peter was a work in progress. He was still learning about Jesus. He was still learning about God's love. And he still didn't fully understand. And we're like that too. So we're always learning about Jesus. We're always learning about God. And we're always trying to be good disciples. So we're all works in progress. Okay, let's put our hands together. And then we will say a prayer. And you repeat after me. Dear God, thank you for today. Thank you for teaching us that we have more to learn about you through Jesus, and help us to be good followers. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Okay, we're going to meet Miss Amy at the back. So everybody just go straight back to Miss Amy. Awesome.